Elissa Walker-Campbell. Welcome back to SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. We are getting you ready for a very big weekend of college football. And of course, in our next segment, we've got you covered with some college football talk. Plus, we are going to stroll down memory lane with a Super Bowl champion, former defensive tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was a member of the original Steel Curtain defensive line. He is a very special guy. And of course, right here in Houston, he is the president of the NFL Alumni Chapter. I'm talking about Charlie Davis. Good evening, Charlie.
Good evening.
We're getting ready for the big game this weekend, of course, with Oklahoma and Houston. But I want to relive some of your memories of your time in college, because you are a proud alumni of TCU, a program that has incredible tradition and is always in the hunt. And of course, they open up a Saturday at home against South Dakota State. They have a new quarterback in Kenny Hill, and he's going to make his very first start for the Frogs. How closely do you follow the Frogs program, and what's your outlook for the 2016 season?
Well, of course, I follow that program very closely. I get back a couple times a season, maybe catch them on the road once or twice during the season.
Yeah.
I have a lot of good friends up there, a member of the alumni or the Letterman's Hall of Fame at TCU. And we have a very tight-knit, active group. And we every year we have the induction, which is coming up this month in September. And friends of mine have skyboxes in the stadium. Now, that's a whole new concept, skybox. When we were there, all we had was the highest press box in the country at Amon Carter Stadium. But it's such a special place. It's a tremendous school. And the character and the culture there is great for education and formative years for the kid. It's fantastic.
Well, TCU is always a dangerous team, but once again, no matter what, even though when they lose players to graduation, I mean, they're in the top 25. They've got to replace their dynamic quarterback in Trevon Boykin. What do you think is going to be the key to success? Give us some perspective. Give us your analysis, Charlie.
Well, you know, they were able to sign one of the top running backs in the state, and I think the thing rests on Gary Patterson. Gary Patterson has built the culture around winning. He's a hard-nosed coach. He's hands-on.
Yes.
And, you know, I think every year they win. I probably lead the country in 10-win seasons for the last 10 or 15 years. So with that kind of expectation to excellence, I think it just kind of bleeds down into the recruiting. And kids actually want to go to TCU now, which is different from a long time ago when I was there. You have to kind of like twist their arm or say that's the only scholarship that was available to them of some sorts.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Charlie Davis, the president of the NFL Alumni Association, is with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio. You're listening to the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you at Twitter, at eRadio Sport. Of course, Charlie played 7 seasons in the NFL, former defensive tackle with the Pittsburgh Steelers, a Super Bowl champion. I can't wait to relive some of those memories. But, of course, as you're talking about, you're a proud alum of TCU. You had just mentioned head coach Gary Patterson. And there's one thing you can always count on is things defensively. I mean, they returned 7 starters, and that will definitely pay a big dividends. He will have those guys ready to go tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. It's the heart and soul of the team. And, you know, it's their first time out. It may be some bugs to get worked out of the system, but believe me, he can make the adjustments on the fly. And he's somewhat superstitious. You watch his routine on the sideline. He's got to constantly tie his shoe. He's got to constantly raise his cap and wipe his brow with his towel, adjust and clean his glasses.
Uh-huh.
But that's just a part of his stick. That's what he does.
Sure.
And the team keeps winning. He knows his team. He knows the athletes. And apparently, when they were in the Rose Bowl, he said, "We can't go another time. We got to get them in regulation or it's too late." And the beauty of that Rose Bowl win a few years back, whether it was against Wisconsin and our very own J.J. Watt.
You played all 4 years at TCU. You were a 3-time All-Southwest Conference. And this is definitely going to date you, Charlie. You were a Kodak All-American.
Oh, absolutely.
And you, of course, were in the TCU's Letterman's Hall of Fame. So tell me this before we transition and talk about your time with the Steelers. Is there one particular memory in Fort Worth that stands out the most?
No, it was a time where I set goals going to college, and so far as one particular memory, I think graduating with my class and my degree in business has really put the cherry on top of my whole experience at TCU.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tough it was tough. I came from a very small town, only had 16 in my graduating high school class.
Wow.
And to get into a prestigious university like TCU and get a degree from there, but the experience itself molded me in a way that, you know, hard work was nothing new. Some of it was uphill battle. It felt almost like abuse sometimes, like my mother turned against me.
Mm-hmm, right.
But it prepared me for my future,
well,
and that's all we can expect.
Yes. Charlie, let's transition. Let's highlight your NFL career, part of Super Bowl IX. You were actually a part of the legendary Steelers' 1974 draft class that included Lynn Swann, Jack Lambert, John Stallworth, Jimmy Allen, and, of course, Mike Webster. And that is considered one of the greatest draft classes in history. The Steelers won their first Super Bowl. 16-6 win over the Vikings, and as I understand it, the Steelers, they were actually underdogs going into that first Super Bowl. Is that right?
Well, I'm not sure we were the underdog, but, you know, when you got rookies that came in, let's start the middle linebacker that weighed 210 pounds at the Super Bowl, you know, you can't, like, favor a team that said, wait a minute, that's a rookie middle linebacker, 210 pounds. Mm-hmm. And the defensive end got the flu. Dwight White got the flu during the week and didn't even practice. And one of the things that motivated us in that game, and I remember just like it was yesterday, was the attitude when we got to the Super Bowl. The morning we took the first bus into the stadium, Dwight White was sitting in the locker room. He went straight from the hospital to the stadium, already dressed and suited out and ready to go. And back then, you could do this. He was smoking a cigarette, said, I'm waiting on y'all. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, so that kind of set the tone. And there were little cues all the way during the morning. You know, we hear Joe Green when we're going out through that the tunnel. And Minnesota's on one side, and we're lined up on the other. And he goes, Allen. He's speaking to Allen Page, the defensive tackle for the Vikings. And he pretended to ignore him. Joe stepped out of line and shoved him on the shoulder and said, we're not taking any prisoners. I was like, whoa. It was a great experience. It was.
Hey, former defensive tackle of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Charlie Davis. He's also right here in Houston. The president of the NFL alumni chapter is joining us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports. And of course, the next generation of sports talk is here. Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation Radio shows are live and on demand. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And perhaps you don't have an Android or iOS device. You can stream us on most smart devices at SBNationRadio.com. Just as a disclaimer, app functions require internet connectivity. Normal data rates apply. Visit SBNationRadio.com/app for more information. So it's interesting because, Charlie, with the Steelers in that Super Bowl IX, that was your rookie season. I mean, talk about living a dream, incredible memories that you had just said. You remember it like yesterday. You know, what an incredible accomplishment. But what was it like to be a teammate or having a teammate like Terry Bradshaw?
Well, Terry, the thing about Terry, you know, it was a unique experience to be able to live in the moment, which is what I try to do. And when I see a Terry Bradshaw or a Joe Green or Ernie Holmes, Dwight, all these guys are Hall of Fame type guys. And to be around them, Terry started playing the guitar for the first time. He was down the hall from us. And one of the guys stuck his head in the door and said, you must be feeling bad today. You know, so he's always been a funny guy. And he's probably as good a quarterback as ever played the game. 4 Super Bowl rings.
The conversation continues with the president of the NFL Alumni Association here in Houston, Charles Davis, after this quick timeout. And of course, as a reminder, all of your favorite SB Nation radio shows live and on demand right from your smart device. We make it easy. Search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And perhaps you don't have an Android or iOS device. You can stream us on most smart devices at SBNationRadio.com. We will be right back with the Big E Sports Show.